This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A humanitarian truce between Armenia and Azerbaijan is now in place in a new attempt to quell nearly 3 weeks of fighting over a disputed region. The ceasefire went into effect after a major escalation that saw a missile strike kill 13 people, including small children, in the Azerbaijani city of Ganja. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a ceasefire after 11 hours of talks mediated by Russia last week, but then both accused each other of violating the deal. A suspect shot dead by French police after the beheading of a teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Chechen refugee who was unknown to intelligence services. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
French police have arrested 9 people after a suspected Islamist sympathizer beheaded a schoolteacher on the street of a Paris suburb on Friday, police sources said. Investigators were trying to establish whether the attacker, who was shot dead by police, had acted alone or had accomplices. His victim, a history teacher, had earlier this month shown his pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a lesson on freedom of expression. President Emmanuel Macron visited the scene on Friday evening and called the incident Islamist terrorism.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. The Iranian Foreign Ministry says a 5-year UN embargo on arms sales to and from Iran was lifted early Sunday in line with a 2015 landmark nuclear deal. October 18th had been set out under the terms of the 2015 deal, struck with major world powers as the deadline for several previous UN resolutions. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in a wave of protests across Bangkok and other Thai cities on Saturday, this in defiance of a government crackdown following 3 months of demonstrations. This is VOA News. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern won this Saturday's general election in a landslide, achieving an absolute majority. The figure was high enough for opposition leader Judith Collins to concede and telephone Ardern to congratulate her. At a victory rally, Ardern says she promises to govern for the benefit of all New Zealanders.
We are living in an increasingly polarized world, a place where more and more people have lost the ability to see one another's point of view. I hope that this election, New Zealand has shown that this is not who we are, that as a nation, we can listen and we can debate.
Ardern was highly praised for her leadership during the coronavirus pandemic, which caused only 25 deaths in the country of 5 million. U.S. President Donald Trump is making a late re-election pitch to voters Saturday in Michigan and Wisconsin, states that were instrumental to his 2016 victory. He's facing headwinds, not only in national polling, which shows Democratic Joe Biden leading, but also in battleground surveys. The streets of Paris and 8 cities in France emptied on Saturday night as people were asked to stay home. The move is to stem a second wave of the coronavirus that caused a record daily number of infections in the country. French President Emmanuel Macron last week ordered a nightly curfew in cities where the coronavirus was the most active. In Britain, more than half its population is under tighter coronavirus restrictions today. AP's Charles de Lille.
British capital was put on the second highest alert level on Friday at midnight, banning people from different households meeting indoors, while Prime Minister Boris Johnson has threatened to force Greater Manchester into the most severe level of coronavirus restrictions. Restaurant owner Tassos Patisis says businesses in particular are against the move.
The further up north you come, the more penalised you have become. So you do get angry. You can't do much about it because the last say is the government.
The region of Lancashire has too been forced to join London and Liverpool under the strictest measures in the government's new three-tiered alert system. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Thousands of women rallied Saturday in Washington and other U.S. cities, calling on voters to oppose President Trump in the presidential election. Reuters' Fred Katayama has more.
Thousands of women marched and chanted in the streets of Washington Saturday to protest against President Donald Trump and his pick for the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The protest organized by the Women's March Organization took place just days before the Senate is set to vote on the confirmation of Barrett to replace the late liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Trump has asked the Senate to confirm that before the November 3rd election.